You have your Bible, turn this morning, Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of none effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Now watch that. He said, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump." I want to preach on this thought this morning for a little bit, if God will be my help, on running well with Jesus. Amen. Running well with Jesus. You know, if we're going to run a race, if we're going to stay in this thing, if we're going to stay Christians and keep a head in the right direction, we've got to go with the Lord. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He led them when He was on earth. They followed Him, praise God, and they finished well their course. Even when He was gone, amen, they come along through the example that He had set them, and they finished their course well. I don't know about you, but I think today, I believe each one of us want to finish well. I don't think there's anybody here that said, "Well, you know, I don't really care how I finish." I believe each one of us want to finish well for the Lord. So Paul was telling the Galatians here, and he gets that if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the law and doing good and trying to be good, and we forget about who the good one really is. There's only one that's good. It's only one that's righteous, and it's Lord Jesus Christ. And we're depending on His righteousness to get us to heaven. Amen. It's not on works that we can do. It's not on righteousness that we have. But it's standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's walking with Him. It's running with Him the race that we've called into. He said, "Standing fast, therefore, in the liberty." He said we need to stand fast. He said that we need to stand strong. Amen. If there's ever been a time that the church needs to take a stand and stand strong, it's right now in the day that we live. We need to be strong for Christ. We need to stand up and make a difference. You say, how do you do it? With our lives. The way that we live, praise God, will make a difference. How people see us. You say, "Well, preacher, I didn't think it mattered what people see." I want to say it does matter what people see in you, and it matters what they see in me. Without Christ, we can do nothing. Amen. But I'm glad through Him that we can do all things. We can be what God would be pleased with. We can be somebody today that God can look down upon and He can say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I don't want to finish the day when God looked down. Brother Rex would say, "Well, son, you messed up again." Amen. I want God to be pleased with me. I want to finish every day, amen, for His glory. Lifting up the name of my Savior and saying, "I did what I did today." I like Paul, by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Every day, praise God, I want to be in the will of God. I want to be doing what He'd have me to do. I want to stand strong, praise God. And He said, not only could we stand strong, but He said we could stand free. Amen. I'm glad what I have today is free. I'm glad it didn't cost me. Hey, listen, it's worth so much. If I had to pay for it, I couldn't work enough to pay it out, to come up with the money, to have the money to pay it. But I'm glad it was free. Praise God, it wasn't free. It cost the Lord Jesus Christ. It cost God the Father the best that He had when He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary for a sinner like me. He paid the cost for me. Amen. It costs heaven everything. Amen. You and I might be free. You and I might have salvation in the Lord. Praise God. And what we need is the right response when God moves upon our heart and He touches our lives and He shows us where we need to be. And we realize, praise God, it's not of you. It's not me. But praise God, but Jesus Christ, our Savior, had made a difference for us. Praise God. We could do nothing. We could get nowhere without Him. But I'm glad, praise the Lord, if we'll walk with Him, if we'll run the race with Him, praise the Lord, we'll finish well. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how come you know so much about this?" Praise God, I've tried both ways. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't said that. I know it, but you won't admit it. But you have too. But praise God, I'm glad, praise the Lord. I tried my way, Brother Bill. Amen. I'll end up in a mess a whole lot of times in my Christian life. But praise God, I'm glad when I decided to go Jesus' way, praise God, it made a difference. Amen. It made a difference, God, that my life would give God glory. Amen. That's what it's about today, that our life would give God glory. What God sees in us. Amen. It's free. It didn't cost us nothing, praise God. We ought to be willing to give it wherever we go. And the only way we can give it out, Brother Kevin, is be a light for Christ, lifting up the name of our Lord and Savior. So we have a right response, amen, to what God has done for us. We see this taking place. Look over at Acts chapter 15. We see Paul and Silas as they were doing their ministry, and they was doing it for the Lord, and God began to move in their lives, in their ministry, and how God began to bless them in what they were doing. And we see how God began to manifest Himself, and people even around couldn't believe what was happening because they was seeing something taking place in these believers. Amen? I like what Miss Trina said a while ago about people seeing a change, seeing a difference in some of our young men. And they're young, and praise God. That's what it's about. As Brother Bill said so many times, praise God, if ain't a change, ain't no change. Amen. Something as big as Lord Jesus Christ moves in our heart, He ought to change us. Amen. But the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 15, verse 4, it said, when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all things that God had done with them. Amen. Did you get that? What God had done with them. I'm glad we've got a God that's with us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He's right there with us every step of the way. We can trust in Him. We count Him. We rely on Him. We can adhere to Him. And He'll go with us all the way. Yeah. Verse 5 said, But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying, it is... Now, you've got to remember, the Pharisees were under the law. Amen. They were Jews under the law, but they were believing Jews. Amen. And there rose up a certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. Amen. So they got together and they began to look. I said, listen, said, is it, we got to realize, is it grace or is it the law? Amen. Do you think you can be good enough to get to heaven?
No.
Hello? You young people, can you be good enough to get to heaven? Amen? So if we can't be good enough to get to heaven, if we can't keep the law, fulfill the law, then what do we need? Who? Jesus. Amen? We'll not make it to heaven without Jesus because we're not righteous enough. We're not right enough in the eyes of God. Amen? They were pondering this thing. They were looking this thing. They were evaluating this situation. If there's ever been a time that we need to evaluate our Christianity, whether or not we're running well with Jesus or we're running out of the way, praise God, we need to evaluate it now. Amen? And when there had been much talk, much dispute, verse 7, Peter rose up and said unto them, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Thank God for Peter, amen.
Amen.
Listen to God, believe God, amen. He said, there's nothing common and unclean. And praise God, he began to preach to the Gentiles, me and you, praise God, Gentile dogs. And they heard the gospel, Lord, praise God, and they got saved. They become believers, amen. Praise God. And God which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Amen. How do you get in? How do we get in? How do we serve the Lord? How do we be followers of Christ? Through faith in Him. Amen. Through faith in Lord Jesus Christ. There's going to be a time in your life, listen, even you young people, there'll be a time in your life when you'll need some help. Amen. You'll need some direction. You'll need some guidance. Praise God. You'll need somebody that's got more power than you do. And the only way we can get that help is through faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Because He has all power in heaven and earth. Amen. And so sometimes it's going to become a time in our lives that every one of us, that we're going to feel weak. It's going to become a time in our life that we feel like we're not sufficient. Amen. You ever feel like that? You ever feel weak and not sufficient for the need? Not sufficient for the hour in which you're living. Seems like as something, everything's overwhelming you. Amen. That's where faith comes in. Amen. That's where faith comes in, praise God. We just faith to believe that God loves us and He's got our best interest in mind, interest in heart. Praise the Lord. He said, and put no difference between us and them purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, that we shall be saved even as they. Amen? So praise God, He said salvation comes by faith. He said, what we need to do, praise God, is forget about trying to be good and be right. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do you tell us? We'll just live any which way, act any which way, do whatever we want to do. No, I say, praise God, we need to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him live in our heart. Make Him the biggest thing in our life, praise God, and He'll take care of the rest. Amen. You say, preacher, you believe that? I believe that with all my heart, praise God, that I am what I am by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, my Savior, that lives down in my soul, praise God, that goes with me day by day when I got to a place, when I said, hey, some things in my life, Lord, I need to get shed up. Lord, I'm not happy with. I know you're not happy with. I said, oh, God, would you please help this old sinner, praise God. God Almighty, send His Spirit down into my heart, put an alarm bell down in my soul, praise God. He said, I'll not let you go there no more. Now that alarm bell goes off, praise God. You say, preacher, you never mess up. No, yeah, I do. I'm human just like you. But I don't mess up as much as I used to. Because there's something that's in my heart, praise God, that helps me every day. Bless His holy name. I'm glad I've got a Savior. I'm glad I got the same Savior that Peter was talking about, who I could believe in faith, praise God, to the saving of the soul. Amen. Amen. I wasn't free. But Jesus paid the whole price. Amen. So that you and I might have the confidence today, to have the liberty to just stand up and praise God. Say, you know what? I pray my name's written in the Lamb's book alive. I'm saved. Praise God. I'm saved and I'm being sanctified. I'm getting ready to go somewhere. And one day, praise God, I'm going to be clothed in the clothes of righteousness, not of myself, but the righteousness of my Savior. Praise God. And I'll be like Him. Amen. Can you imagine one day, church, when we get to be in the presence of the Lord and we'll be like Him? Amen. All that old junk in our life will be got rid of. Amen. Everything will be made pure and clean and holy. Amen. Glory to God. That's what I like. I'm working on it now. Like the old song, I'm working on a building. Amen. I'm a working on a building. Amen. Hey, what about you this morning? A young and old alike. Are you a working on a building? Amen. Amen. Listen, we better work on the building because it's the only one we got. Amen. Amen. This building that we live in, this temple that God's given us, praise God, that we live in all the days of our life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want my temple to be nice. Amen. I want to be a temple to be effectual. I want my temple to be effective in this world. Amen. I want to run well with Jesus, praise God. So when I finish, amen, He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Amen.
I got a question. I was thinking about this. What would be your answer if you come in and if something happened and all of a sudden there's the Lord? And the Lord looked at your life. He knows everything about you, by the way. Amen. There's nothing that you do, nothing you say, nothing that you think that He don't know about. Amen. How would you appear to Him if He come in right now and come into our presence? Do you think He could look at you and say, well, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been doing well. Or would He said, you know, son, you've got some room for improvement. Amen. You've been running, but you've not been running well. I mean, praise God, I want to run the race well for Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be the best I can for Him. I guess I've kind of got a competitive spirit, I guess. Amen. You might say, I'm just a little bit competitive. So I want to be the best that I can be for my Savior. I want to, when the world looks at me, I want them to see the best Jeff Massey that they can see. Amen. And the only way I can be the best if they see, they don't see me, they see my Savior. Amen. Amen. So I'm trying to lift Him up. Amen. Praise God. So that I can run, so I can stay strong, so I won't fall. So we can run without falling. Amen. In verse 4, he said, Christ has become of no effect in Galatians chapter 5. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law. He said, you've fallen from grace. Now that preacher, does that mean that we can be saved and lost again? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that, praise God, that you've not got your full confidence and your full faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He did for us on Calvary. Hey, so many, praise God, that are sitting on the outside and are looking in and they can't see Christ for, like Nehemiah said, for the rubbish. He's rubbish all over the place. He's rubbish in the world. Things that need to get out of the way so we can see what's inside. Amen. Glory be God, so we can worship God and we can praise God, and we can give Him glory, amen, for being the good God that He is to you and I.
Amen.
Amen. But they're on the outside, they're looking in, and they don't see the good things of God. They don't believe in faith in what the Lord's done. Amen. They're trying to be justified by the law. No man is justified by the law. None of us can do right in every aspect of our lives. Bible said we all sin and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. We're not to strive for that. We're to strive for perfection. Amen. In other words, we're supposed to run the race well with Jesus. Mm-hmm. If we try to run it by ourselves. But I have so many, what I was fixing to say, I had so many people that I talked to, and they're out there, and you talk to them and say, well, preacher, when I get this taken care of, and you know, when I get this, one of these days I'm going to get in. One of these days I'm going to get saved. One of these days I'm going to live for the Lord. They'll never get in. Those are trying to justify, to be justified in their flesh. They're trying to get good. They're trying to get well. They're trying to find healing before they ever go to the doctor.
Right.
Amen. If you want to be healed, praise God, you got to go to the doctor. Amen. Ain't that right, Brother Bill? Amen. Glory to God. You want it. Yay. Praise God. If you got an ailment, if you've got a sickness, if you're hurt, praise God, in order to get better, you got to go to the doctor. Amen. Then He'll begin to apply the ointment, praise God, so that you get the healing that you need, the help that you need. They say, well, preacher, when I get better, when I give up my drinking, when I get up my drugging, when I get up my whoremonging, He said, then I'll get right with God. And you'll never get right with God because you can't do those things within yourself. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. If we'll come to Him, just realize all the sinfulness of our life. Say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Ask Him to come into our hearts, into our lives, and save us by His marvelous grace. He'll take all that away. Yeah. It breaks my heart. These people say, well, you know, I asked Jesus to save me. I believe I fully trust in the Lord. But, amen, there is no buts with God. Ever but that God has, praise God, is for our good and for His glory.
Amen.
I've said it many times, I'll say it again. If God brings you up out of that pit, I praise God, He'll bring you up and bring you out. Praise God, He won't dangle you over your sin. And praise God, if we'll trust the Lord in faith, believing in Him, praise God, He'll take us by His power and by His might because we don't have it, and He'll bring us out of our sin.
Amen.
Amen. He'll put us in a place of prosperity, He'll put us in a place of a right relationship with Him. Amen. With that, He said He'll keep us from falling. He said we can run the race without falling. Amen. You can't substitute, praise God, regulations for faith. Amen. Rules and regulations. Galatians chapter 3 is a good example of that. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 19, Paul tells the Galatians this. He said, wherefore then serveth the law? He said, what good is the law? He said, it was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. Now that seed is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And the seed of Christ is the seed of faith. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He said, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. Everybody look at me just a second. You're all sinners.
Amen.
We are all sinners. Amen? We're sinners. We sin and we come short of glory of God. We've transgressed the will of God. Amen? So that the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Christ, of Jesus Christ, might be given to them that believe. Amen? Praise God. So he says what we have here, we have an opportunity to live by faith. That we have an opportunity to see what God has for us. He said, before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. So we're justified just as if we never sinned. But now he said we've all come under sin. That we've all transgressed against God. Amen? So we're all sinners. Amen. Do you know what you got to do to be saved? Hello? Look at me a second. Do you know what you got to do to be saved? You've got to admit that you're a sinner. You've got to realize the Holy Ghost speaks your heart and realize that you're a sinner in needing of a Savior. Amen. That you can't save yourself. Amen. So Paul's telling us here, praise God, he said, listen, said the law was our schoolmaster to show us that we couldn't be good enough to get in, but praise God, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that was perfect, was made sin for us. Think about that a minute. Jesus never committed sin in his life, never said a bad word, never had a bad thought, never done a bad deed in his whole life. But yet he became sin for me and you. Amen. Past, present, and future sins he took upon himself. That's why when he was in that, when he was down there and he was praying before he was crucified, before they took him to Golgotha, before they hung him on the cross and crucified him, he was down there at the garden. He was praying that night in an anguish, and his sweat come as great drops of blood because he had never been in this place before. He was 100% God, but he was 100% human being, and praise God, sin was coming. He knew sin was coming upon him. He knew he was going to have to become sin for the whole world, that he was going to have to take your sin and my sin. And he bowed down and he wept and he cried in anguish till his blood and his sweat run out his blood. And he said, oh God, Father, if I will, I take this cup from me, but not my will, but thine be done. And he's human flesh. He said, boy, I'd like to get shed of this, but in his Godward man, he said, I'll take the sin, pour it on me, God. Praise God, I'll take the sin. I'll take the sin. I'll take the sin. I'll take the sin. I'll become sin. Take sin, the sin of mankind, the sin of humanity, your sin and my sin, he took upon himself. He said, well, preacher, that was over 2,000 years ago. I wasn't even born. Amen. Yeah, but you was on his mind. Amen. You was on his mind when he was, praise God, when he was in agony there. You was on his mind when he was hanging on that cross. And you was on his mind, praise God, when he gave up the ghost. You was on his mind when he said, it is finished. Amen. When the cross of Calvary had done the work that it was supposed to do. Amen. He hung on that cross, praise God, and he became the price of sin. Amen. He became the propitiation. He became the payment for sin. Took sin for. You know why? You know why there was a window there when it was darkness upon the face of the earth? When Jesus was hanging on that cross. He was hanging on that cross in a darkness overshadowed. I believe it was like a darkness, didn't it? I believe it's so dark you couldn't see your hand before your face because God darkened the thing while his son was hanging on that cross. Praise God, when he became sin and took sin upon his life, when he became sin, God can't look on sin. Amen. He didn't turn his back on his son. He turned his back on the sin. Amen. And when Jesus gave ghost, when he said, it's finished, praise God. He took the sin, took your sin and my sin, praise God, and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Praise God, when we believe in faith. He said, it is faith. It's through, said we're justified, we might be justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? What He did for us. Amen? There's no spiritual regulation. There's no spiritual substitution. But it's a spiritual relationship that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. A spiritual relationship. Amen? Amen? We worship in spirit and in truth. Because the Spirit of God, it reveals truth, and the truth, praise God, reveals the Spirit of God, and He becomes part of who we are, amen, and it helps us to run the race with the Lord, to go in the right direction, amen. So not only are we standing strong, and not only will it keep us from falling, but praise God, He'll help us to stay the course, amen. It'll help us to stay going in the right direction. He said, you did run well. Verse 7, He said, you did run well. You know, there's a whole lot of people, Brother Robert. There's some preachers that started out with me, and praise God, they fell away. They've gone to the side. He said, the Lord looked at him and said, hey, you did run well. He said, you started out good. You know, if we ain't careful, the devil will come along. He'll take our joy. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, we ought to go back every day and remember the day that Jesus saved us by His marvelous grace, praise God, so that the devil don't steal our joy. Amen. Go back, just take a minute, just shout, say, Lord, thank you for saving me by your marvelous grace. Thank you for showing me the error of my way and the correctness of yours. Amen. So we're running well with Jesus, praise God. So we stay on course. So we don't stray away. Amen. Don't go in the wrong direction. When I was in high school, I run cross country. I run cross country because it's the fall of the year and it get me ready for wrestling when wrestling season started. Amen? You get your wind built up, praise God, and then when it come wrestling time, you was ready to go. But they'd get us, they'd take us all over the place and they'd take us, Brother Larry, out on these courses. Amen? And most of them was well marked. And so you'd get on the course, you'd follow the signs. Amen? See, we got a course to run, praise God, and God says what we got to do is just follow the signs. Just follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Just listen to what He tells us. Amen. And He'll lead us and He'll show us the correct way. Amen. Amen. So we can run well with Jesus, praise God. So we won't get sidetracked. So we won't take the wrong path. Amen. So we'll go in the right direction. You know, we're living day and hour, praise God. People say, well, you know, there's really no right and wrong way. I beg to differ. There is a right way and it's God's way. Any other way is the wrong way. Amen? That's truth, praise God. Any way we go without God is the wrong way. And Paul said here, said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that should not obey the truth? Amen? He said, somebody's got you running in the wrong direction. Amen? There's only two ways you can go. You can run to Jesus or you run away from Him. I talked to a couple the other day and they were struggling. They've been struggling for a while. And they got out of church, got away from God. And boy, the devil's just a beating them up. You know, that's where the devil likes you to be. Yep. He likes you to get away from the house of God, get away from the people of God, the family of God, and get you out there somewhere all alone. He'll create for you a little wilderness of your own. And a lot of times I think people say, well, boy, ain't it good to be out here where nobody's bothering me. Amen. Boy, that's the biggest lie the devil's got. He'll get you out there all by yourself, away from God and the house of God and the people of God. Put you out there, amen, and you'll say, well, ain't nobody bothering me. I pray God you're out there where the devil destroy you. He'll beat you up. He'll beat you down. He'll take you in the wilderness. Amen. He won't show you no liberty. He won't show you no way home. Amen. Praise God, he'll never show you the right direction. Amen. We need the right direction today. We need to stay the course that God put it. He said, who did hinder you? Amen. Listen, young people, there'll be people that take opportunities to hinder you in your life. They'll hinder you in your relationship with Christ. They'll hinder you in your relationship with the brothers and sisters in Christ. They'll try to persuade you to go in a wrong direction. Amen. I know they do. They don't only do that for young people, pray, but they do it for us older folks too. These people all the time want you to go in the wrong direction. Amen. They'll come along. They'll want to give you this or give you that or give you a beer, get you smoke something or something like that. Praise God. Listen, we got to stay on the right track. We got to go in the right direction. Paul said, hey, let's not be hindered. Amen. We can't be hindered. He said, you did run well. Praise God. We need to keep running well. Amen. The course that we're on. He said, who did hinder you? She shouldn't obey the truth. Amen. She's got to stay the course. Amen. It can't be adding to. We've got all that we need. There's nothing needed. Amen. We don't need the things of this world. If we ain't careful, we go to adding stuff to it. He says, verse 8, said, this persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. God will never have you to pull out or pull back from Him. Amen. If something's telling you to pull away from God, pull away from God's people, it's not the Lord. Amen. As long as the Holy Ghost is there, as long as the presence of God's real, praise God, God will continue to draw him unto himself every day of your life. But he goes on in verse 9, he said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just a little bit. It don't take much. Just a little bit of leaven, and it began to leaven that whole lump. Amen. It begins to, if we ain't careful, it begins to take us back to where we used to be. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. You remember where we used to be? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 said, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Before we were saved, we were dead. Before we had life in Christ Jesus, we were dead. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wasn't dead. I've been alive. I'm breathing. Yeah, but you're existing. Amen. If we're not saved, if not born again, then you're just existing in this life, and one day you're going to die and be dead. But praise God, if we're in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll live and live forever. That's the difference. Amen. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. That quickened means to make alive. He where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. With who? With Christ. By grace, you're saved. He said, now we're running with Jesus, praise God. He said, we've got good company. He said, before we were running with bad company. We were running by ourselves. We were running dead men. Amen. But he said, now we're running living men, running with Christ. He said, preacher, how they got there? He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. He said, it's not about the law. It's not about how good we are. He said, it's about the grace of God. Now listen to me, and I'm going to quit. If you'll listen real close for just a minute. He said, it's not about how good we are, how good we can become. Because we can't do nothing without Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. But he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. He said, it takes the unmerited favor of God. There's nothing that you can do to inherit or to get salvation. The only thing we do is put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That we must believe in Him. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves. It's not us. Salvation is not in me and you. Amen. Salvation's not in the Sunday school teacher. Salvation's not in the singer. It's not in the preacher. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've put our faith and trust in Him. And that not of yourself, said it is the gift of God. God gives us, God offers us salvation. Amen. We get that whenever the Holy Ghost, God deals with our heart and we realize we're sinners. We confess and repent of our sins and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. He said you can't work your way in. They some folks, Jehovah's Witness, some of them think they can work their way in. I talked to a lady just a few weeks ago, said she's trying to work her way in. Said you can't work your way in. You can't do the kind of works that you need to do and be pleasing to God till you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, he says, for we are His workmanship. In other words, we become the workmanship of God. Let me ask you a question this morning. Is the Lord working on you? Amen. Praise the Lord. He's working on me every day. And I like it. He said, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. So we become we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we become Christ, and we begin to walk the works. The full confidence that we have becomes the partakers of the Lord. Our confidence in Him. That's why Paul would say, I have confidence in you through the Lord. Amen. He said, he didn't say, I have confidence in you through me. He said, I didn't have confidence through the works that you do. He said, I have confidence in you through the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because the Lord is what's making the difference. My confidence, full confidence, is in the Lord. My full confidence today is not in me. I'm telling you, but before the day's over, I'll mess up somewhere. Amen. Oh, me. I will, praise God. And I'll say, Lord, forgive me, help me. Amen. But my confidence is in Him. Praise God. Because He promised that He would help me. Amen. He said He'd be there for me. He goes on in verse 13. He says, for brethren, what ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Amen. He said, what we have, says when we're running well with Jesus, praise God, He said, we have our liberty in the Lord. Amen. That we love and serve each other. Love and help each other. Love and encourage each other. He said, that's what the Christian life is about. That's what's missing in the world. Amen. That's what we got. That's why we can't come together and decide where we need to be, because we can't love each other because we don't love Christ supremely. But when we love the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearance, and then we can begin to love each other like Christ loved us and gave Himself for us. Amen. He goes on in verse 16 and he says this in Galatians 5, verse 16. He says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He says, what we need to do is we need to be walking in the Spirit. Amen. Not only does that, did you realize that we can walk in the Spirit of God? When we receive the Lord, we receive His Spirit, we desire His Spirit, we hide the Word in our heart that we won't sin against God, and then we walk by the Spirit. But Paul goes farther than that. He says, not only, Brother Rex, do we need to walk in the Spirit, but in verse 25, he says we need to live in the Spirit. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. So we're walking in the Spirit, said we're living in the Spirit. So we're not living unto ourselves no more, but we're living unto the Lord Jesus Christ, who's got us, praise God, and helping us. Amen. In other words, we're running well with Jesus. And there's no better one to run with than Jesus. You know, we try to run with people in the world, we try to run with different sanctions and different things, but praise God, He said that we could run well in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you today, but I want to run well. Man, I want to finish this course I'm on. I want to finish well. Paul said, I've kept the faith. He said, I've run well, I've kept the faith. He said, I finished my course. Amen. He said, I run well with Jesus. He's telling Galatians, I run well with Jesus. He's telling us today that we need to run well with Jesus. We can't run well by ourselves. Amen. We get away from God, we get away from the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going in the wrong direction. Amen. But if we're going to run a race, we need to run in full confidence of the Lord. Amen. We need to walk in the Spirit, and we need to live in the Spirit. Amen. And then we can, Paul said, stand fast. Amen. In the liberty, wherewith Christ hath made us free. Amen. We've got a freedom and a liberty today. Praise God. And that's what's so great about the United States of America, where we live today. We have a hope and a freedom that no other place has. Amen. I still say this is the greatest nation in the world. Amen. We may have problems, we have many issues, but praise God, we still have some fundamental beliefs in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, and the great God of heaven. Amen. Who still promised that He'd take care of us, He'd watch over us, and He'd give us that we need. Amen. So that we can stand up and having done all, stand. This thing's about to finish up. They was talking on the news there yesterday. They was talking about a place over in Israel, and they had a map there, and they was looking at the map, and the Muslim world had took a marker and had colored out the little nation of Israel. Amen. They just marked them out like they didn't exist, but they're still there. And because God Almighty, He chose people. One day in a little while, this thing's coming to a close. It's winding down. But what we got to do, he said, hey, listen, he said, you're running well. Just keep running well. Keep on running well. Amen. Don't give up. Praise God. Just keep pressing on with the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because we're getting closer. Every day we're getting closer to the finish line than what we were yesterday. Amen. Tomorrow we'll be just a little closer than we are today.